Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A holy day has dawned upon us. Come, you nations, and adore the Lord, for today a great light has come upon the earth. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all may believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. And the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, but by human choice or by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And he saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "There was he of whom I said, the one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thank you, Jesus, to give us light. We can see in the eye of Jesus, the whole humanity is blessed by the Lord. We are all called for holiness. We are all called to be part of the heavenly kingdom. But unfortunately today, there are so many people do not accept or do not know about Christ. So this is our mission, to spread the gospel to the world, not just by saying, but by living the Spirit of Christ. That means unconditional love, always being the first one to love. So this is our mission, to spread to the world this message of Christ. It's especially the message of mutual love. Jesus promised when two or three united in his name, he will be in our midst. So we are never alone. Even when we are alone, he's still with us. He's the one accompanying us all through our life. Even though some do not know him or do not want to follow him, but he still stays with them. So important for us Christians to pray for all people. that they might open their heart one day, that whatever we do, believing that Jesus is working through us,